Politicians of whatever political stripe have to play a wide range of roles: the orator, the people's champion, the statesman pondering weighty issues with noble detachment. That need for versatility is shared by actors. They, too, take on many parts, but without having to answer for what they say. Sometimes, however, actors tend to play the same kind of role time and again. Arnold Schwarzenegger as the action hero, Robin Williams as the wacky comic character. But this year, Williams has taken on several decidedly dark film roles. He was a psychotic TV host in Death to Smoochie and a murderous author in Insomnia. And critic Bob Mondello says neither of those parts is nearly as disturbing as the one he plays in his latest film, One Hour Photo.
Cy Parrish is the guy behind the photo counter at the local Save Mart store.
What have we got today?
Two rolls, and I think I've got one in here as well. And can I have two prints of each, please?
Cy writes down three.
Like a mini Lux. That's a very nice camera.
Really? Mm. Because Will's been trying to get me to go digital, and I'm...
Oh, don't do that. I'd be out of a job.
Nina Yorkin has been coming here a long time, and she and her little boy are as comfortable talking with Cy as he is with them. They know almost nothing about his life, of course, but from processing their pictures, Cy knows a lot about theirs. For instance, he doesn't need to ask their address anymore, and he knows what the inside of their house looks like. He knows when their birthdays are and when they take vacations. He's seen and treasured with them nearly all of their most important moments.
You have a nice boy there.
Oh, Jake. Yeah. A little sensitive, maybe, but he likes you, Cy.
Oh.
He calls you Cy the photo guy.
No, I've watched him grow since he was this big.
That's right. We've been doing our pictures for a long time.
You know, I almost feel like Uncle Cy.
If Nina knew how lonely Uncle Cy was, she might worry about how much interest he takes in her picture-perfect family. His own life being sort of colorless, he obsesses over color-correcting theirs. And when he senses something going wrong, he naturally wants to correct that, too. Mark Romanek, the music video creator who wrote and directed One Hour Photo, has conspired with his actors and especially with his designers to make that rarest of creatures a non-gory Hollywood suspense film that does not feel like an homage to Alfred Hitchcock. Romanek says his inspiration was the Lonely Guy movies of the 1970s, like Taxi Driver. But One Hour Photo takes a sort of airbrushed, stylized approach to that alarmingly lifelike genre. Its scenes are delicately color-coded, and its score blends in unnervingly with the Muzak in the Save Mart store. Its people are similarly nondescript, except for the guy who really is gray on beige. Robin Williams plays Cy as a man so ferociously controlled that even his silences, maybe especially his silences, are disquieting. He's the reason to see One Hour Photo, which, even if it strikes you as a bit too pat and controlled for its own good, is still going to make you think twice the next time you drop off a roll of film. I'm Bob Mondello.